Thank you, Linda. For those of us who wonder about the professional life of a nurse, Emily Weston, an ICU nurse and a writer, gives us a gritty, funny, and tender glimpse in her story, The Hero. Here is just an excerpt. The Hero, Emily Weston. David is 38 years old. He has been a nurse long enough that almost nothing makes him gag anymore, but not long enough that he is annoyed if he misses lunch because of a cardiac arrest. In his mind, full of logic and order and straight lines, this is a not very precise measurement, but he understands that if he reaches the point where he's doing CPR and wishing the patient could have waited until after he ate, then he's been a nurse for a very long time. On an average day, doing charge on A6, David answers 32 phone calls, starts 7 IVs, and corrects 4 mistakes made by new nurses. He hangs 8 new bags of IV fluid, questions 15 new MD orders, discharges 4 patients, and admits 5 new ones. He helps 8 people to the bathroom, cleans up 6 dirty beds, and helps other nurses and techs lift or reposition a total of 1 ton of human flesh. He clocks between 3 and 7 miles on his Fitbit. When he gets home at night, he lays on the couch and stares at the ceiling. Some days, A6 is more work than the Air Force. He likes it, though. Likes that he knows the answers. He can assist and correct. Likes the way illness and disability don't faze him anymore, because there's something he can do. And he likes the way he moves. In a place where walking down the hall is a feat, and so many are hampered by stiff knees, disease, and extra weight, he walks easily for hours, his body still lean and strong from years in the service, a lodestone of order and sanity in his cluttered and chaotic environment.